Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with the sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. And I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, cut for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, young money Daisy, grew up on Daisy. Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still heard how he would, couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't save me. Ain't being cocky, he just vindicated. Let's believe that what we done at moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. Did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna brink of.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment for life. For life.
Yeah, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, big poppy on trees. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings with the teams. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, not coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even rolled. These niggas be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and nigga, nigga getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Woo! Yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. And we drinking a little more, I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm hardly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. Where this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Spider.
Hello.
Yeah, this is
how
Spider
you calling,
calling in.
What's going on? How you doing?
All right, this is Tim.
How's it going, man?
All right, I'm losing your signal here a little bit. Let me okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
So how's it going, man? Let everybody know who you are. Introduce yourself to the listener. Let everybody know who you are.
Okay, we on the line now?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Spider D, hip-hop pioneer, early 80s. Rush Productions, Russell Simmons, Disciple, shouting at y'all from the airport in Phoenix on my way to the L.A. All-Star Weekend bashes, including our own, the Heat Seekers Love and Basketball All-Star Skate Jam, done in conjunction with the NBA Legends of Basketball.
So, I mean, what made you want to come up with the way to honor all the NBA legends.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be able to live out a couple of my dreams in owning a sports franchise. I bought a basketball franchise in the ABA in 2005 that was named the Charlotte Crunk. And, you know, I met a lot of former NBA players that kind of took me under their wing, namely Tim Hardaway, six-time NBA All-Star, and also Johnny Newman, former Charlotte Hornets, former New York Knicks. So, you know, having met those guys, they took me under their wing, taught me a lot about, you know, being an owner in the sports world. And then, you know, basketball and music to me has always went hand in hand because, I grew up as a basketball player on the playgrounds in New York. And that's how I know guys like Kenny Anderson, who will be coming to our jam tonight. Kenny is, this season is starring in the basketball-wise reality TV show. So I've just been very fortunate. And then the timing of this, we have several artists on our Heat Seekers Volume 1 album that sing love songs. So, you know, the fact that this was Valentine's Week and it just so happens to coincide with All-Star Weekend, that's how the concept of this particular party came up, Love and Basketball, which was, that phrase was coined by our publicist, Lynn Kay.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides you, I know you do music yourself, but what's going on with your music right now?
Well, you know, I've been working on what I'm calling my last rap album. You know, I'm trying to move into the, you know, strictly being a record label exec and discovering new talent. But before I leave the game, I wanted to get my last licks off. So I am working on my final album, which one of the songs on the Heat Seekers album, that is Heads Be Nodding, which I did with Grady Thomas, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from Parliament. That's one of the songs on there. It's going to be a 16-song album entitled Legendary, and it's coming out on our Nutroit label distributed by Sony Red. And, you know, it's kind of a wrap-up of my entire 2011 now, so it's like a 32-year career recording and producing. I'll still be producing, but I'm going to leave the hip hop to the young cats after this one.
Okay. How do you feel about all your success right now? You know, and where you have come, you know, after 32, for 32 years in this thing.
Well, you know, this past year has been a really reflective year for me because, you know, I've seen a lot of changes go on in the music industry in general. A lot of it has to do with the technological advances that have been made, you know, since you know, since the early 80s when we first came in the game and was just doing 12-inch singles. You know, now you've got the downloads and the CDs and the digital this and the MP3. So it's a different world now, one that I try to keep up on. You know, there's some good and bad to change, or as always, you know, you're going to find some people that don't like change, and you're going to find some people that adapt to the change and move accordingly. I always try to adapt to whatever changes, whether it's changing in the style of music, the style of rap, how that music is delivered, whether it's on wax or digitally, you know, whatever comes into fruition in the entertainment industry, you have to kind of keep up on it and, you know, do what's necessary to keep moving forward.
Right. This project tribute to the NBA Hall of Famers, where can my listeners go pick that up? Is it in stores or they got to purchase it online? Where can they pick this up?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The project tribute to the NBA Hall of Famers, where can my listeners pick this project up at?
There's two different sites. There's NewtroitRecords.com and LegendsOfBasketball.com. The Atlanta chapter is Walt Bellamy, Dr. J, Dominique Wilkins, etc. Those are the guys that we vibe with in Atlanta, and we built a bond and a relationship with them, and they've been supportive of our efforts in the music, and we're trying to tie them in with certain things in dealing with, since a good portion of our audience is youth, we're hooking up with a third party to help provide teaching and learning tools for school kids across America. So we're doing that in conjunction with the NBA Retired Players Association, a.k.a. the Legends of Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, you know, when we get into L.A., part of the proceeds of this event that we're having, we're going to donate to just that cause. We want to leave L.A. with something positive. So we're going to be donating to an organization called Artsication, which is a nonprofit organization that combines arts and education for elementary age school kids in Compton, California.
Okay. And how can, if my listeners that are listening right now, how, and they want to donate, how can they donate? Is there a website they can go to donate some funds?
Yes. They can go to, actually, they can go to the nonprofit organization, which is artsication.com, and when they make a donation, they should designate that it's for the L3, Look, Listen, Learn system. For every $200 donated to the L3 system to Artsication can then furnish a classroom with the entire system. So if there's 10 classrooms within an elementary school, $2,000 would outfit every classroom with that. And they can learn more about that learning tool at Avisa.com. It's an incredible learning tool that has been proven. Right now it's being used by Head Start, which is you know, it's been a lifelong organization for education. The Head Start program is utilizing the L3, and again, that's avisod.com. Avisod.com is where you can learn more about the L3 learning system, and you can make your donations for the LA area anyhow at Artsication.com. Just designate that it's for the L3, so they'll know where the money's to go to.
Okay. besides all of this, man, is there anything else that you that you're doing that you want to get out there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. You know, I still own a basketball team. We're not playing yet. We're in the process of renovating an arena in the College Park area in just south of Atlanta, and we're hoping to have that project done by the time the next basketball season starts in November of this year.
Okay.
And I'll be coaching that team as well as the president and co-owner of that team. So, you know, basketball has always been my life, even before music. So I'm going to stay active in that. And besides finishing my album and my book, that's pretty much going to keep me busy for the rest of 2011.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to host no longer, man. But good luck with the event tonight, man. And shout me out, man. I'll be that, man. But before you go, man, give you a shout out, man. Any websites or anything that you want my listeners to check out?
Nah, you know, I just, you know, to your listening audience, you know, I just like to, you know, I leave everybody with this saying because I believe that it's very true, and that's, you know, never forget where you came from and be proud of where you're going. If you keep those things in mind, you know, you got a pretty bright future. You know, some of us come from a rugged past, but that's okay. You know, you can have a rugged past as long as you're positive about where you're going. And so I just like to leave that out to your audience. And no personal shout out to anything other than peace out and everybody stay positive from New Troy Records.
All right, man. All right, man. You take care, man. And come back by, man. Come back by the show anytime, man. All right?
All right. I appreciate you, man.
All right. All right, take care.
Peace.
Yeah, I like this right here, man.
When the beat got knocked, M-A-S-K, you did.
Me, I'm so what it is, man.
Look him up online, great, great guy, doing such positive things with his New Troy label, distributed to Sony Red. Make sure you check him out. I'm going to jump into some music, and I'll be right back. Here's West Coast Black and Yellow.
Yeah, you know what it is, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
Hurry up, we can get the party started. Close till we get out the shower. You can race into the bed. Light the candles instead. Oh yeah. I can hear your body calling, baby.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Drama hold me down.
Doing me this time around.
Doing me. Man,